This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, 100 years after his birth, we look at the career of director Billy Wilder.
But first, Golda Bradfield died of stomach cancer in 1960. She didn't know it, but she passed on a flawed gene that causes the disease to 7 of her children. 6 of them died. And most of Golda's grandchildren also inherited the gene, but they did something to change their destiny. They had their stomachs removed. 11 of them had the operation. Diane Sint is one of them. She runs a real estate firm in Roseville, California, and she joins us from her office. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, you have said that this was an easy decision for you to make. Why is that?
It was an easy decision because so many of my relatives had died of the stomach cancer. And so we knew that when we ended up with this mutant gene, that if we didn't have our stomach removed, our destiny was to die. So between having the stomach removed or die of cancer, it was a pretty easy decision.
Easy choice, because you have a 70% chance if you have the gene of getting the disease.
Right.
Well, did it also help that many of your family members also had the gene and also decided to take their stomachs out as well?
That did help. Two of them had had them removed and had called us to let us know about the gene. And we visited with them and we saw that they were doing okay. Being able to see that they were okay definitely helps us make our decision.
How did you and your cousins figure out that you actually had this gene?
My cousin David died of the stomach cancer. And a couple weeks before he died, they had sent his blood sample up to British Columbia Cancer Agency, to Dr. David Huntsman and to Dr. Lynch at Creighton University. And they had worked on the gene and discovered that we had the mutant CDH1 cancer gene. And so from that, they were able to test the rest of our DNA to see whether we had the gene or not.
And you discovered that you had the mutant gene?
Correct. Discovered that we had it.
And when did you have the surgery?
Had the surgery beginning of December in 2004.
And how has life been in the last year and a half?
It's been different. It's a new normal. I have to eat a lot more often, smaller meals. My two sisters and I can split a meal, and that works out great. You have to chew your food a lot more. I would say that energy-wise, I'm probably 95% back to normal. And I used to like to run, and now I power walk because I lose too much weight if I run because I can't keep enough calories in my body.
Well, you know, most people would think that a stomach is essential, but you can live just fine without it. Can you eat anything?
Some days I can eat anything, and some days I can't. I have to stay away from a lot of sugar. A lot of the fat doesn't work good in the system. You have to eat a lot of protein because our body doesn't absorb as much as what it used to. And so if you eat salad, something that fills you up, then you don't get the protein and the nutrients that you need.
Mm. And so it works by the food going straight to the intestine?
It goes straight to the intestines. They connected the intestines to the esophagus.
And are there any health side effects from not having a stomach?
Not that we have so far. They don't have a whole bunch of studies on this yet. And so we're not sure what the side effects are at this point in time. We get tested quite a bit to make sure that our iron is okay.
And I guess you've lost a lot of weight.
Yes, quite a bit. I've lost about 36 pounds.
You found out after your operation that indeed your stomach had cancerous cells in it. Was that a relief in a way to see that you actually did avoid contracting this disease?
It was a huge relief. I now know that I will not have stomach cancer.
Right.
It's like I always look at it as like a second birthday. You know, I have my normal birthday, and then the day that I had the surgery, that was my second birthday.
Well, Diane Sint, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.
Diane Sint is one of 11 cousins who are living without a stomach. They had their stomachs removed prophylactically to avoid stomach cancer.